This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com, a website that's devoted to the business, culture, politics, and more of the Fort Smith region. And Michael, one of the subjects we have been talking about for some time is this 1% prepared food tax. And we've gone through many machinations of whether this is going to happen. And now, finally, another shoe has fallen.
Yes. Who would think a simple penny would cause so much trouble, but it has. The group that tried to get the 1% prepared food tax on the ballot has now filed a lawsuit. Just by way of reminder, the prepared food tax would help support the convention center and tourism operations for the Fort Smith A&P. The Fort Smith board enacted it by ordinance. There was a group trying to get a petition to get an item on the ballot to push it to an election. They failed in doing that, and now they're filing a lawsuit to ask the court to provide them relief.
And part of that lawsuit is an immediate, they're asking, I guess the hearing and decision may come as early as tomorrow, Friday.
Correct.
Whether there can be an immediate injunction against enacting that.
Correct, and that's because the tax is to go in effect June 1st. And so they're asking the court to halt collection of that, because what they're seeking, what Brian Metters, who's the attorney for this group, they are seeking a jury trial because they believe that the city tried to stall them and prevent passage on purpose, that they made it difficult. Of course, you know, that who knows? I mean, that's why they'll have a jury trial. But the other thing is that what we know for sure is that several of the petition organizers ended up perjuring themselves when they were at a hearing. You know, they had signed documents saying, yes, we had witnessed all of these signatures that we turned in. And at a hearing, when they were asked about, you know, how they witnessed them, they said, well, okay, well, maybe I didn't see all of them. Well, that's trouble, because they signed an affidavit saying they did, and the courts often don't look perjury is just not something the courts usually like to hear about.
And so the hearing is 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, and Friday, that's the 27th. So if the block would come, it would have to come in the next few days.
Yes. I mean, he could rule. And I've talked to Judge Fitzhugh, Michael Fitzhugh, here in the Sebastian County Circuit Court. I talked to his office. They don't know if he'll rule immediately. But we could get a hearing, or we could get a ruling that afternoon, Friday afternoon.
But the end of this story could be some time away.
Yes. I mean, if Fitzhugh says, okay, yeah, we'll stop the tax collection and we'll proceed on to a jury trial. You know, Kyle, you've been covering these things for as long as I have. Trials aren't quick little tidy things. So this could go on. This could go on for some time.
Last week when we talked, you had been to a civic club meeting in Fort Smith, where some of the Fort Smith Board of Directors talked about what the city might need to do in the future. And now the Fort Smith Board of Directors may be looking at forming an official Vision 2025 sort of idea.
Correct. They held a follow-up board retreat Monday night at Lake Fort Smith Park. And, of course, what was interesting, we spent half the retreat in the dark because we had high winds come through there. And so it was an interesting meeting. But anyway, one of the priorities that came out of that was to set kind of a Vision 2025 process, because several of the directors, you know, they feel that a lot of decisions are being made, a lot of economic development policies are being set, quality of place policies that aren't tied together, that there's no, you know, where do we want to be when we grow up kind of questions. And so we'll see. They've kind of asked staff to pull that together. What would it take? What would the process look like? Those type of things. So it could be interesting. I mean, for a community the size of Fort Smith, it could be a very interesting and hopefully a worthwhile process.
Speaking of the future, we don't know exactly when the U.S. Marshals Museum will open there along the Arkansas River, but it will open at some point, and there have been estimates that when it does open, there could be more than 150,000 people walk through its doors its first year.
Yes, the story we had on the CityWire recently, that was spurred by one of the comments from one of the city director Philip Mary, who said that the city needs to focus, do all it can to support the Marshals Museum because it can bring up to 165,000 visitors in the first year. That was a number that I and other journalists and people in the community had not heard. So we asked Jim Dunn, who's the director of the Marshals Museum, and he said that the last official number, the estimate they had looked at, was 116,000, but that was in 2002, and that was without counting in the effect of Crystal Bridges, without counting in the effect of the Clinton Library, some of the heritage museums in Oklahoma City. It wasn't pulling in this group travel. And, you know, the state of Arkansas and the state of Oklahoma have talked about working together on some of these. You fly people into Little Rock, you put them on a bus, they go to Fort Smith, the Crystal Bridges, over to Oklahoma City, and they fly to Oklahoma City. So it didn't count all that. So long story short, Dunn said the 165,000 a year or in that first year is a reasonable number for people to attend the Marshals Museum.
I'm getting pretty excited about this museum. We know about the Bass Reeves items that were donated earlier this year. And in your story at thecitywire.com, a picture of some of the materials that were used in the when Marshals were there at the Ole Miss riots back in the early 60s.
Yes, the Ole Miss riots and the Pentagon riots. And, you know, I was a baby when the Pentagon riots took place. But, you know, I being a history major, I studied those, and it was interesting to kind of see some of those materials. But, yeah, Al Butler, who was a deputy marshal, and he was involved heavily in the Ole Miss integration. And we forget that was a war at one point. I mean, you had several hundred people injured in both of those incidents. I mean, and some serious injuries. So those items will be on exhibit and more. And, you know, that's another reason that Mr. Dunn thinks that 165,000 number is not unreasonable, because there'll be just a lot of real artifacts from some real contentious periods in our history.
And finally, the full Compass report for the first quarter of 2011 is out. It came out earlier this week, and in danger of oversimplifying things, the entire first quarter of 2011 for the Fort Smith region earns a grade of C-.
Yes, and that, which essentially means that the numbers finally show possibly. You know, we've been doing this for almost, 2 years now, Kyle, this report, this quarterly economic report. And finally, we're starting to see some numbers that give us some hope that this troubled economy is nearing an end. And let's just keep our fingers crossed that the numbers continue. But yes, what we do is we take four current economic indicators and four leading economic indicators, and our economist Jeff Collins measures those, and he gives it a grade instead of an index number. We give it a grade. Everyone's familiar with grades, and we have a C-, which means relative to the quarter in 2010, we've slipped a little bit, but we've come up from where we were, at the end of 2010. So the trends are moving positive, and like I said, let's just keep our fingers crossed that those trends continue.
Well, I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. As we talk now, the forecast shows calm weather throughout the holiday weekend and into early next week, and no one has a complaint with that.
Well, you just jinxed it, though, Kyle.
Well, I hope not.
You have a good weekend also.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more of the Fort Smith region. Michael, as always, thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.